Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
In the beginning, when God created us, the Bible says, God said in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, let us create man in our own image, after our own likeness. Hallelujah. So in other words, when God created us, there was only light. There was only light. The Bible says God is light and there's no darkness in him at all. Hallelujah. So there was a radiance. When God created Adam, there was a radiance. Hallelujah. There was a radiance that shined through the mankind. There was a radiance. And even I think when God looked for us, God is looking for that radiance. Hallelujah. When God don't see that radiance, hallelujah, then there's no connection between us and God if that radiance is not there. Hallelujah. So it's a spiritual radiance. Hallelujah. It's something that is not easy for everybody to see. Hallelujah. You must have a spirit of discernment. You must be, hallelujah, in line to understand. Because what I think, Pastor Ray, we can put makeups, we can make nice haircuts, we can make nice hairstyles, we can put nice clothes, but that radiance, it does not come from outside. It comes from inside and it shines outside. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
I hear you quite well. I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. That's the line, the main line. You can call us and talk to us. The WhatsApp is 0826572729.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, Pastor Green again. Let me just give him another chance. Let's hear.
Listen to this. The book of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 5 and 6.
Yeah.
The Bible say, this is the message that we heard from him and also declared to you, that God is light and in him there's no darkness at all. Hallelujah. This is powerful. Hallelujah. God is light and in him there's no darkness at all. So when God created us in his own image. The image of God is light and there's no darkness at all. So in other words, what I can say tonight is that when God created Adam perfect. There was nothing wrong. There was no fault in Adam. Hallelujah. Adam was perfectly created. Hallelujah. There was a glow. There was a glory that shined through him. There was something special that shined through Adam. Hallelujah. So when God created us in his image, there was light in us. There was light that shined through us. That's why even the animals, Adam gave them, all the animals, their names. The animals could not bite Adam or attack Adam, hallelujah, because that glory that he had, hallelujah. So what I say tonight is that glory shine from inside and it shine outside, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, Memorin.
Greetings to you, my brother in the Lord.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Mhlabelele, here is the song that I am bringing. It sings as follows. It inzima lendlela inameva iyahlaba kuquthanda, but inzima lendlela inameva iyahlaba kuquthanda. Bathi inzima lendlela inameva iyahlaba kuquthanda ho inzima lendlela inameva iyahlaba kuquthanda. I believe ukuthi uyayazi le ngoma lelo lomhlabeleli uyawazi bhuti wami masicule sonke kuquthanda. Awubathi nzima le ndlela inameva iyahlaba kuquthandazi. You know, my brother in the Lord, abantu bazosho, people will say whatever they want to say ukuthi bona bazijabulise. Ngani? Ngoba they do not have the Spirit of God. When you have the Spirit of God, awukwazi ukuthi umuzwise omunye umuntu obuhlungu, uqhubeke nokwenza nokukhuluma okungekho right. Pulpit.
Ivumelana na.
My brother in the Lord. Ya basibiza ngamagama basikhulume ngalendlela abakhuluma ngayo. Kepha yena, however, God knows our hearts, our minds. Siyoshumayela ivangeli besakhuluma bethini. You know, as long as you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, let me tell you, my brother, people will speak anyhow they want. They'll do whatever they want to do. Bamenzani uJesu Kristu engenzanga lutho. Engenzanga lutho uJesu wakhethelwa thina ukuthi sawuthola lo musa thina. So abantu bazokhuluma intando yabo, bazokhuluma lokubona abafuna ukuthi bona kujabulise bona, okungajabulisi uNkulunkulu. My brother, I encourage you, I exhort you. Bathi nzima lendlela inameva iyahlaba kuquthanda. Bathi nzima lendlela inameva iyahlaba kuquthanda. Au kuquthanda aze kuquthanda. Au kuquthanda aze kuquthanda. They can say whatever they want to say ngathi. Kepha yena God knows us ukuthi thina samamukela iyahlaba le ndlela. Kumele senzeni? Thina siphila ngomkhuleko. Yingakho sithi umkhuleko unamandla. Uthi letha konke kimi ngani? Ngomkhuleko, we bring everything unto him. Ngani? Ngomkhuleko. Why? Because of you know ukuthi sisemhlabeni sisayambathe inyama. Bazokhuluma intando yabo abantu ukuthi basilimaze, ukuthi singakwazi nokukhuleka, singakwazi nokwenza intando yakhe. So I am bringing this song with you, my brother in the Lord. Whatever it is, abantu abazoyikhuluma, mabakukhulume, kepha yena God knows ukuthi ngempela yena usibambile ngesandla sakhe. That's why bathi esandleni So Musa, O thina siyagcinwa. Esandleni so Musa, noma kungathiwani thina siyagcinwa. Esandleni so Musa, isandla sikabani? Isandla sikaNkuluNkulu sigciniwe thina ngomsa kaJehova. Thank you very much to you, my brother, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Tini siti esandleni somusa siyagcinwa noma kungathini thina sigciniwe ngani ngomusa. Sawuthola lo musa, wasithola yena thina singazilutho, sayithola insindiso. My brother, be strong in the Lord. No matter how people can say, whatever it is they can say, ngithi mina qine enkosini nasemandleni ayo, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you very much. Ngiyabonga bhuti wami enkosini.
All right. Okay. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. Please note, Doris, I see your message, and let me read the message of Doris after this.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Doris says, hello, Pastor Ray. Is there no way that Sis Maureen can be scanned? She's taking the climax of the topic away. Okay, my policy has always been, and I know it's not like a very normal one, I give everyone a chance to talk, you know, and what is surprising is that I don't even lose heart, because I believe at some stage, you know, one would come to the senses of the truth. And at times I'm aware how the adversary uses others to derail us. Don't worry, Doris. Hello there, hi.
How are you, Ruti?
Very well, how are you, sir?
Shalom, 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 Aki.
Tuda, tuda.
Tuda Rava.
Hallelujah.
Very topic for today.
Hmm.
Lona ge mfun subo ngani, okulumayo.
Ruti.
Blessed, blessed.
Hmm.
Siyabo ngage, ne. The solo sexizwile ngalelo.
Yeah. Hey, amen.
Siyabonga.
The
most important thing, I think this is the crux of the matter.
Oyiphakamisile.
What is this light? Because this is what we are here for.
Yes.
To shine the light of Abaya. This has got to do, it speaks towards quality instead of quantity. It reminds me of what Yeshua said, Nilingilanga, Nangulu Mama, Yayonigela, Ishekeli. Abantu banikala ama thousands, ama hundreds, ngasanga phambili.
Yeah.
Uyashua uthi bafundi bakhe ubani onikele kakhulu la.
Uyababonisa
ukuthi lo mama uyonikele kakhulu. But when they lo mama onikele imuzi. Why uthi and uthi enikele ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke.
Yeah.
And seemingly, it was the last prayer that he had, she gave with a cheerful heart. Now, let us be respectful. This is umbuso, umbuso amazulu.
Yeah.
So many of us, we think umbuso lega amazulu is even when we bring millions of people. But in essence, it's how you lit your light. That's where the crux is.
Yes.
But one person that you bring through your light bring a million. That's why Uyashua kunala khona ababonisayo ukuthi Uzumbuzi is come on my right, come on my left hand side. I don't know you. Not hungry, you never fed me, or you never visited me, and so on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then I took
come in the because when I was hungry, and Utumani went, what is truly the light? The light, it is fruit spirit, producing fruit that will last. Not something, yokubonisa emhlabeni, nokuba nama pride, njengoba very profound
and
that is what the kingdom of Abaya is about. It's about quality more than quantity.
Yes, sir.
Ungako kuthiwa ube careful ungaqali ukufaka abaningi wena usele ngaphandle.
Tuda raba. Ngiyabonga Mruti. Thank you so much.
Ngiyabonga.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. Pindi.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Hey, Pindi.
And the guests and the student, the family.
Amen.
This is Pindi. Siyabonga with the topic spiritual radiance. Ngizwe laphaya ku Isaiah 60 ithi arise and shine, for light has come, and the glory of the Lord rise upon you.
Yes.
See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Yeah. When the glory of God appears over you,
yeah,
you are always shining.
Yes.
And the thing that makes you shine is to stay closer to God. When you do the will of God,
yeah,
you will become like him.
Yes.
You are he attracted by you.
The
holiness, everything. So let us do the will of God in order to get the glory. The glory, you don't get it from other people. You don't get it from that you are preaching. It's to stay connected. You know what? When the plug, you take the plug out of
the socket, yes.
More keep and the plug.
Yeah, yeah.
We unplug.
Yeah.
So let us dwell in the presence of God to see his glory. But to most what make we intervene, they even batule wagumpega because of the glory. The glory is upon you.
Sure. Thank
blessed
you so much. Blessed to you. Blessings to you. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Rachel says, good evening, Pastor Ray. I miss this Lord every time, but today I am connected. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, before I go to Evangelist Green, let me go to Apostle Phumlamfene and I am looking at Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. It says, those that are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like stars forever. We should shine because of the wisdom of the Father, shine like the brightness of the heavens, the firmament. And then also like stars forever, because this light which is in us is winning souls each and every time. It says, and those who turn many to righteousness, because it's turning many to righteousness, we should shine like stars forever. This light is meant for that. Hey, yeah. Apostle, what comes to mind?
You know, that's power right there.
Mm.
Shine like stars forever.
Yes.
And it is possible it can happen, because every day we are presented with opportunities, limitless opportunities to shine the light of God.
Mm.
You know, this world, our communities, you know, neighborhood, can do with the light. Yaro, na releva na bamudimu. You know, lindela mudimu lele. The whole earth shall be covered with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord,
yeah,
just as the water covers the sea. Mm. So when you allow the light of God, the radiance of God to cover us, then as you go into different spaces and places, you know, we fill all these places with the glory of God.
Mm.
But then I would love us to, I want us to read from the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 15.
Yes.
That we may be blameless and harmless. You see now, because where there's light, you know, we need to be blameless. We must walk in blameless because of our light.
Yeah.
Now, if the sons of God is out rebuking the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world, literally we live in perverse cities, in a perverse world, where good is evil, evil is good. Where banaba mudimu, light is arona, aisa shaina pila, itimi, give to they get confusion, they look at us. And I remember the reason why we should shine is so that here we can amoplek, and that light, it wants to ikhane so that darkness is a man. Whenever no, the Moody community start on that, darkness can live.
Hey.
Evil, okay. Escalator, because we are not shining the light of Christ. And the only way we can shine the light of Christ and the radiance Yamudimu is when we walk in righteousness, when we walk blameless. It was all in the book of Philippians.
Yeah.
You know, where Banaba Mudimu, we try to discard and remove and disattach and disassociate ourselves with anything. Sometimes I shine, I shine. In the same place where how cannot be able to shine forth. So, but all I'm saying, let us get into the opportunity and into the habit of remembering that we must let the radiance of God shine in us and through us. And light, hey, shine. When I did this insect, that's a nyan, right? One who couldn't be quoted more. Heavy catalyst around that light, brightness, eyes have on the hand.
Yeah.
And be careful of little foxes, they spoil the vine. Now, come on, these tiny, tiny things, there is a nagging, there is, I know this is not a big deal. Get on that covers the brightness, the scar corner who shine, and ever worse, because when you get to that level where we are allowing little foxes to spoil the vine, then it means even your time that you spend in studying the word of God, the time you spend in prayer and fasting, while it becomes limitless, you reduce it as well. You know, also you don't spend time with the Lord as you used to. So that is why the light will not shine as it should. So when the light shines, it means there's something over here, and you're always, in most cases, you spend time, like the scripture, also be also by dealing in the book of Psalms. But the moment we begin to distance ourselves, Joe, that light it over dim. As it continues to be dim, eventually it over dark. Because we've created such a serious distance between us and God, we have allowed certain things to come and cloud our radiance and cloud our brightness. And when that happens, then we become a voiceless church.
Hmm.
We make no impact.
Mm.
We are like the rest of everybody. We are like the rest of the world.
Mm.
We borrow even things from the world. We do things. That is why it will be easy, Muruti, for us to have a because the light of God is a shine we reduce ourselves to those levels simply because we are not allowing the radiance of God to flow and permeate in us and through us. And as I correctly said, that can only happen as we continue and make it a habit. And you can't wait in the presence of God. Hit and run. You don't even remember when you said amen.
Yes.
How can we shine? How can you maintain the brightness? You can't. There are things you need to change. Mindset, the way we do things, the people we associate with, sometimes people we associate with do. Give one of our contributors for my light here on the dim. Just go on radiate the light and the brightness of the glory of God. May the Lord have mercy on you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps. 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. Right, and Doris says, God himself is radiance. He said, I am the light of the world. Nobody should stay in the darkness. In these trying days, we can just stay in the light, and the radiance of God is supernatural because Holy Spirit is the light in us. In heaven, there's no darkness, only light. But our walk with God must be upright, no dim lights. That is Doris there. I'm reading what Doris has sent us there. All right. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. We are talking about true spiritual radiance of believers. What it is even all about. Need to hear from you as to what you make of it. Send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Or you can drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp number. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Look, for example, why I say God... When God don't see that radiance, there's no contact. When God came in the Garden of Eden, God, after Adam had fallen, God asked Adam, I think it's in the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 9. God asked Adam, where are you? Now, do we say that God don't know where Adam was? No, God knew where Adam was.
Yeah.
But that radiance, God was looking for that radiance.
Mm.
Hallelujah. God was looking for that thing that shined through men. That thing that God have planted there. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Remember the radiance that shined through us is what God have put inside of us. Hallelujah.
Mm.
So to revive that thing again, we have to have a Savior. We have to have Jesus. We have to be children of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
otherwise, that glory cannot shine again. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
So that's why I say tonight, hallelujah, that God created us with the radiance. But when Adam have fallen, when Adam have gone astray, when Adam have done things that he was not supposed to do, that radiance was gone.
Mm.
And then when God came in the Garden of Eden, that God was looking for that radiance.
Mm.
Now also the other thing that I've noticed, when the radiance is gone, then men start to become afraid of God. That's why you find in the time that we live now, there's many people that don't want to go to church. You ask yourself why they don't want to go to church.
Mm.
It's not because they don't want to go to church.
Mm.
That radiance passed away.
Mm.
If you have lost that radiance, you become afraid of God. Adam and Eve have hide themselves behind the trees after they have fallen. They were afraid of God now. That's why God asked Adam, where are you? That glory did not shine anymore. That boldness was gone. That freedom was gone. There was no longer that thing that moved, that make us to shine. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise the name of the Lord.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. The very radiance.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Right. John 5:35, Buddhist Makam. He was the burning and the shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. The very same thing that Pastor Green is saying. You know, if we have his light in us, we will rejoice in his light. When that is no longer there, we find ourselves being afraid. We don't rejoice no more. Funis makam? How? Ugo pumakamu gemanji.
Yeah.
Ongzil. Okay. Kubeka ba.
Yeah. Yindalo mfundisi wami njengoba bekayisho uPastor Green. Yes.
Ibambe kancane. Ibambe kancane mngani wami. Ibambe kancane. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, sawubona, brother Ray, my brother.
Butu wami, sawubona.
Oh, fundisa makama, my brother. Ngiyakubulisa ngikamdisi lo Nkosi Jesu, ngibuye ngibulise no Postol Phumla Mfene.
Awuzweke.
Yazi, brother, this is a radiance. Lesi sipho esitholakala nasesizithathela uJesu Kristu njengeNkosi noMsindisi.
Yeah.
They say, because in Christ we have authority over the kingdom of darkness.
Mm.
We also have an indwelling Holy Spirit who is guiding us to all truth.
Mm.
Our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
Yeah.
Many have died for it. Ngikhumbula lapha uStefani bemkhanda ngamatshe, brother Ray. Kepha wayengawezwa la matshe, zange wabona. Wabona izulu livulekile, indodana yomuntu ihleli ngaso sinene sikaNkulunkulu, brother. So noma bangasiphonsa ngamatshe, benzeni, brother Ray, thina masiqhubeke ngaleli vangeli.
Yeah,
kulo mhlaba. Sazi ukuthi sithunyiwe, brother Ray, uJesu Kristu usinika that light, ukuthi you are fishers of men. That is very serious to be a fishers of men. Abaningi base badukile, brother Ray. Nathi sasidukile until siphakathi kwe-dustbin epikitapho, uJesu Kristu wasikhipha lapho phakathi, wasigeza after sizithathelela njengeNkosi noMsindisi, brother Ray.
Yeah.
And we should save this broken world, brother Ray. Ukuze abantu basindiswe, basuke bomnyameni, brother Ray. Lapho esibhuda khona esonweni, brother Ray. Beze ukhanyeni.
Yeah.
Ukuze babalekele ulaka oluzayo, brother Ray. Siyazibona iprofeti, brother Ray, zigcwaliseka. Abafundi bembuzo uJesu Kristu ukuthi nasi uzobuya, sizobona ngani. Uthi niyobona ngezimpi namahemu wenu. Kuyoba khona izondo, amazwe ayovukelayo. Abantu bayozondana. Izinto ezigcwalekisile, brother Ray. This is a time manje. Siyabona ukuthi lezi zinto ezijalisile. Abazali babulala abantwana, nabantwana babulala abazali. Akukho le nto uthando anymore, brother Ray.
Yeah.
So, masishumayelele evangeli ebantwini ukuthi if Jesu Kristu abuya nolaka lakhe, because manje akusulo Jesu Kristu, manje uyobuya nolaka olunzima, brother Ray. Ezobhidliza yonke le mibuswana. Azokwakha imibuso ene foundation kaNkulunkulu. Umbuso oqinile, brother Ray.
Yeah.
Kepha uSathane ney'ngilozi zakhe zobumnyama nabantu abangazange bazithathele uJesu Kristu njengeNkosi noMsindisi, brother Ray. Kuzoba khona ikhili.
Yeah.
Lomlilo, brother Ray.
Ngempela.
So nathi we are not sure ukuthi sizosurvive lapha, but ukuthi sihlale ngokufunda izwi and praising the Lord and praying, brother Ray.
Keep watch. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, my brother. Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. All the time, may he be glorified. Nyabonga, at all times.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Same to you. Mfundisi Makamu, qhubeka.
Mfundisi wami. Lapha ku Genesis chapter 1.
Yes sir.
U verse 3. Ukhuluma ngokuthi na then God said let be light.
Yeah.
Not the sun. So a light, what is a light? Njengoba the Bible says ukuthi na a light sinayo kumele ishayine ukuthi abantu babone. A light when you uma uyofunda lapha na kwesi Greek ufuna kuma dictionary. A light is wisdom. La ku John chapter 8. Verse 12. I am the light of the world. So what is light? Light is the wisdom. In other words, Jesus, God was saying, Kutina, let there be wisdom. And the wisdom is Christ himself. Jangoba yisho lapha ku Proverbs chapter 8. Yithi na wisdom speaks.
Yeah.
Uma ufunda amavesi ozigcina lapha ku chapter 8 ku Proverbs. Lithi Bible, whoever finds me finds life. In other words, whoever finds wisdom, whoever finds Christ, uthola ukuphila. Inkinga yithi na whoever rejects me, he injures himself. Akusho mina kusho lona Bible. So whoever reject the wisdom, whoever reject Christ, because Christ is the wisdom, whoever rejected this Christ, whereas in Jara Yenu Zilimasa Yena. We're talking about. So, Lanza Mukasa in the way, lie to police. Because we, most of the times we think, Utina, is a darkness. Umoya go to dictionary speak. It darkness is this thing. It's ignorance. Utilapana of chapter 4. Uti my people are being destroyed because they lack, because of ignorance. Because they lack wisdom.
Yes.
Kuno kunya ke akushoyo uNkulunkulu. Uma qhubeka khona lapho ku verse 6 lapho ku Ozi. Uthi because you have rejected wisdom, I will reject you.
Yeah.
In other words, in order for you not to be rejected by God, you must find this wisdom. Who is this wisdom? This wisdom is the same wisdom ulapha ku Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. Is the same wisdom ulapha Proverbs chapter 8 verse 1 ugijime nayo uzoyofika verse 3. Is the very same wisdom lo ukhona la ku John chapter 8 u verse 12 athi I am the light. So in order for a man ukuthi akwazi iridesi yakhe, yikwazi ukushayina yibonakala, you must find this wisdom. And this wisdom is Christ. Angeke ufike kuye uphinde uhambise kwentando yakho. Angeke ufike kuye because now uselected. Awukhulumi noma kanjani, awuhambi noma kanjani, awugqoki noma kanjani, awenzi izinto noma kanjani. And you are a son of the kingdom. And a great kingdom, everything that, and everyone who lives in the kingdom of this king, who is the wisdom of the world. Akakhuluma akakwazi ukuthi yena athi le ndawo iyame la. Yonke into ekhona kwe kingdom belongs to the king.
Yeah. All right.
And the little lapho ile yenza that diamond. Ngamkhumbula diamond. Umathina ngingenza yena ukuthi na ngingena embusweni kaNkuluNkulu. Athi just I'm going to 1, 2, 3, obey, what, aha, but no, saying anything. I'm going to tell you, you know why this guy hambit? Because this guy, ambition in the way of Tina, he wears the Uma Uku kingdom, it's not yours.
Yeah.
belongs to the king. Whatever that you own is not yours, belongs to the king. So, how can you depend to this man, even to detect to I wealth yako we manage akanjani.
Sure.
So, even the moment, because he is falling cash, kumele si depende kuye, kumele si ambise okwakhe. Yonke into even okukhuluma sikhulumisa okwakhe. Awukwazi ukuthi thina uthola this wisdom, uphinde ukuphila all the life. That is why thina, if any man is in Christ, is a new creature. If any man has received the wisdom, has received this Yahusha, is a new creature. Awukwazi ukuhambisa ukuhambisa impilo engayo.
Ngiyakuzwa. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Mam Maureen.
Hey, kwenzeka iphutha lapha. But yeah, nako sengikhonile ukuthi ngiba ngikwazi ukurekhoda. The first message here, 3 seconds, izangi ifinyelele kahle.
Okay.
Here is the word that I would like to bring my brother in the Lord and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit about the light. Psalms 119 verse 105. It is light from the law of the Lord. Psalms 119:105, it your word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path. I will keep my soul promise to obey your just instructions. So here is the word I am bringing about the way, about the light. And another word that I am bringing, the first letter, yaka John, chapter 1, verse 5, it reads as follows. Now the message that we have heard from his son and announced is this: God is light. And there is no darkness at all in him. If then we say that we have fellowship with him, yet at the same time live in darkness, we are lying both in our words and in our actions. But if we live in the light, just as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and there is no truth in us. But if we confess our sins to God, he will keep his promise and do what is right, and he will forgive our sins. So this is what I am bringing. Ukuthi ngempela, God is light. Liyasho izwi likaNkulunkulu ku Psalm 119 lithi, light from the law of the Lord. 119 verse 105, it is your word. Izwi lakhe, his word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path. And John nayo,
are you still there or we lost you somewhat somehow? I hear that. All right, after this,
it's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
How's Doris?
Pastor Ray.
Yes, ma'am.
Remember when we gave our hearts to the Lord?
Mm.
When God saved, that day when God saved your soul,
yeah.
You accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Mm.
That day, there's a special light upon your life.
Mm.
You know for a fact this is God. It's not just a normal light.
Yeah.
It is a godly light.
Mm.
And that is the radiance that God gave us. And we were active. Mm. We were looking for souls. We just want to serve the Lord. We went out in evangelism, and nothing could have stopped us as young people at this stage. But now that we are growing older, and it's not supposed to be like this, that the glow of God must dim off on us. We must still keep on keeping the light that God puts in us the day when He saves our souls. And my encouragement is for people that they must just get up from where they were and remember back the day that God saved your soul. You were in the darkness. The day when the altar call came out, you stepped out from the darkness into the marvelous, wonderful, radiant light of God. So my prayer and my desire is that we will come back to our first love, which is the love, the radiance of God. Yes. That's our first love. Mm-hmm. Our first love has them away.
Mm.
May God bless you.
Blessings.
Amen.
Amen. May the Father bless you. Thank you so much, Doris. I really, really appreciate. May the Father bless you too. Amazingly.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Final words, Pastor Green.
Amen, amen, Pastor Ray. Just listen to this other one, hallelujah. John chapter 1 verse 4. The Bible says, in Him, when you say in Him, you talk about Jesus.
Mm.
In Him was life, and the life was the light for men. Hallelujah. And then in verse 5, He say, the light shine in the darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. So in other words, we talk still about the radiance, the spiritual radiance.
Mm.
In other words, Jesus is the light. Hallelujah. He's the life, and His life is light for us. In other words, it enlightened us inside. It lights us up inside.
Mm.
And then it also say the light shine in the darkness.
Mm.
But the darkness cannot understand it. Mm. Hallelujah. This is powerful, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Mm. Mm.
Because if you think about this thing, that the light shine in the darkness. This world is full of darkness. Nobody can get saved. Nobody can get delivered. Nobody can get free without this light of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm. And Jesus Himself is the light.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He is the light that shines in the darkness. So the darkness cannot understand Him. The darkness cannot understand Him at all. Hallelujah.
Mm. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I appreciate.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Apostle, let me bring this to you, your final comments. And I'm looking at Philippians chapter 2, verses 15. That you may become blameless and harmless children of the Most High, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. We should become those lights in this world, that we should shine in this crooked and perverse world system. And that is what needs to happen with us. Apostle, finally.
Finally, Muruti, we need to always remember Navalale Luguti. Irradiance is actually God's attribute, you know. It's a perfect reflection and exact representation of His entire being.
That is why when Moses would spend most of his time alone, meeting up with God, and would come back, he would radiate the glory of God, and he would have to cover himself with the veil so that the people could not see. But now we are living in an era where we cannot cover the glory of God. Every veil must be uncovered so that we can radiate the brightness and the glory of God to this dark world. The Bible says, utter darkness shall cover the earth, but the glory of God, it shall rise upon the earth and upon the sons of God. So Chico asked, every veil must be removed. And it's amazing that even in the temple, when you read in the book, as I close, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 10, verse 4, the Bible says, then the cloud filled the temple and the court was full of the radiance of the glory of God. So now when we radiate the glory of God, even the church is a reflection of his radiance, is a reflection of his glory, that anything as a lap in the it will get choked. May the Lord bless you all. And
wow, thank you so much. And Mfundis Makam, let me give you this also finally. Having Revelation 21:11, having the glory of the Elohim, her light was the most precious stone, like a jasper stone clear of crystal. Our light should be the preciousness of the gospel. The preciousness of the gospel that makes the church precious even before the Father. What do you say finally?
Well, represent Christ in whatever we do.
Yes.
Represent him. Mina ankwazi ukulisiza ibandla mina wherever I go, whenever I stand, and
all right, somehow I seem to have lost Mfundisi Makamu. I don't know why, but I have lost him somehow, and perhaps maybe I should try to come back to him and be able to allow him fairly and properly and squarely to say the final words, because I think that in itself should be something that we allow him to. And I will try by all means ukuthi ngimuthole. Yes, indeed, just after this, I hope so.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Mfundisi Makamu, Kubeka, you got cut there.
Yes. As I was saying, Kutina, our life must represent Christ. In life yet, my represent me.
Yeah.
The body of Christ. Makube, iyo abanda bazo tukumaba ibuka. The way si pilanga kona. Sing as represent Tina. As represent the wisdom. You know, kuni zisa deka aisha da David, your word is a light, which means your word is a wisdom.
Yes.
To me.
Yeah.
When we have a wisdom, because umlomo wakho une wisdom kankulunkulu. That is the reason.
Okay.
When you go to John chapter 8, but because he is the wisdom, he knows their heart.
Yeah.
So let us represent Christ in whatever we do.
Thank you so much to both of you. Next week we are going to be talking about this question. We are asking, what is our salvation even all about? Because you'd hear people talking about salvation, but it looks like there's quite a lot of salvations. But what is our salvation even all about? Apostle, thank you so much. Much blessings to you.
Thank you, Muruti. Much blessing to you and to Muruti Makama and every other person who contributed to the show.
Amen.
And to the listeners.
Thank you so much. And of course, also, thank you, Mfundisi Makam.
Inkomu tatana rena khesa sunene manana manana apostle na khesa sikomba simkatekisi Pastor Green, I know you bonile Davidton, thank you so much. And to everyone umamele ukontributile siyabonga kakhulu inkosi umsama ibusise nonke nawe mfundisi Rex ubusise umamu Audrey.
Thank you so much, you do the same, much blessings, and we talk again the coming week. Tuda.
Big
and of course, thank you for the WhatsApp. Thank you so much for the calls. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being patient with us. And of course, thank you for the knowledge that the Father is giving us. We give Him praise and glory. We are learning together all the time. From me, Ray, it's been beautiful. It's been wonderful. And I say, Tuda! Rabba!
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.